now I just want y'all to stop playing the horns like Hobie's home. Lukey, baby.
Okay, now Mac, I want to explain this to you real quick before we go on the air.
Hold on, let me turn up the bed music. Okay.
Okay. This is a radio show. We're doing a radio show. That thing in front of you is a microphone. You're going to speak into it. We're going to have phone calls. We're going to try to make the people laugh. It's going to be an hour long. I know it's been a long time since you've done this. So hopefully, maybe you won't feel rusty.
Yeah, I'm real worried about swearing on the air.
I know. It's hard.
Because I'm so mad right now.
It's okay. It's okay. Just think about the other words. I like to think about words in Spanish. Not even Spanish curse words, just like bigote or like cinturón.
Oh, that means belt.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
It helps me. All right. So just.
But my belt is what I'm mad at.
Oh no. Okay. Well, just try to keep it professional. All right.
All right. I'll do my best.
Okay. When do we go on the air?
5, 4. I'm not gonna say the last two numbers.
Okay.
3.
Hey everybody, the time is 6:07 in the PM. You were listening to 91.7 KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial, or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in during today's show, the phone number is area code 512-472-5667. 512-472-KOOP.
Watch this, Mac. Or if you can't make it to a phone, we've got an email address.
What?
Yep, mascotwedding@gmail.com. You want to contribute, but you can't make it to a phone. That's right. Look it up. Guess. Ask me what I did while you were gone.
What'd you do while I was
innovated.
Gone?
That's right. So as you can tell, Mac's back. And in celebration, I played Rock Boys. Because Mac's here, I'm here. You don't have to pull your paper out. We'll pay for all your drinks and maybe some of your blow. That was by Jay-Z off his American Gangster album from last year. And I feel good. I feel good having you back, Mac.
Thanks. Yeah, it's good to be back. I was on vacation for a week. I had to clear my head, and I ended up missing two shows. And I know that you held down the fort admirably. But yeah, it feels real good to be... to be back on the air and to be back on the Mascot Wedding Show, part of the New Power Saturday Revolution block.
That's right.
Of Co-op's Grand Slam Saturday lineup.
Yes, I love it. We just heard Gigi with the Slapback Flashback. I love the show. I can't stop loving her show. Rookie of the Year? I don't know. Too soon to tell. Mimi's very good too. Mimi's great. And they're both solid lead-ins to the Mascot Wedding Show.
That's right. I mean, you know why we call it the Grand Slam Saturday part of the co-op schedule? It's because we touch all the bases four times over.
That's right.
Listen to this. We started out with big band and classic jazz. Who hosts that? I don't know. Thomas Durden.
Yay!
Then the lounge show, Jay Robillard. That's a tentpole show.
Yeah. He's holding it up.
Then Joey V, friend of the show with Non-Breaking Space.
Mm-hmm.
Then Adventures in Sound. Then Saturday Classic, the Great Side Service. Then Ear Candy. And then here, the New Power Saturday Revolution begins with Mood Swings, Slapback Flashback, and the Mascot Wedding Show.
Touch them all.
That's right. And then Clear Spot. That's probably going to turn. That's a powerful lineup.
That is.
I don't know if you could. That's like, we're like the men's U.S. Olympic basketball team.
Yeah. We should be taking over stuff.
That's
like,
right.
I think everybody on the Saturday lineup needs to just meet behind a grocery store one night and just plot something.
They won't let us sit together during co-op meetings.
Right.
Trust busting, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
They're worried we'll collude, we'll take things over.
Yeah, we'll start our own radio station. They don't want that.
No.
They'll lose us all.
The radio station, here's my idea for it, just Saturdays.
Really?
Yeah, Tuesday, it's like a Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, think about it.
I am thinking about it.
All right.
And I love it.
Yep. I love it too. I love being back on the air though. Well, although I gotta say, my vacation was nice. It just gave me some time to clear my head and sort of think through some things and take some time out.
Well, that's good. Can you elaborate on your vacation? Or can you tell the people?
Well, I mean, yeah, I was up in Massachusetts, actually.
Ooh.
I have a vacation home up there.
You have a vacation home in Massachusetts?
Yeah, it's not a big deal, though. I mean,
a vacation home is a very big deal.
Well, it's what do you mean, like fancy?
It changes my opinion of you. You're very well to do now.
No, it's not like that at all. I just rented out a lighthouse.
Oh, okay. You just rented out a lighthouse and just stayed there?
Huh? It was on an island that I own.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't own the lighthouse, though. That's state controlled.
I think you're missing the point here. Anyway, okay, so you rented out a lighthouse, so that's your vacation home.
Yeah. No, it was nice to just get out of the lighthouse, you know, let that foghorn roll on occasion.
Yeah.
Not all the time, only when there's fog, which there wasn't. Just, you know, look out over the ocean, just, you know, let the thoughts come and go.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you decompressed.
I'll be honest with you. Sometimes those thoughts got a little crazy.
Well, you were stuck in a lighthouse.
You're alone in a lighthouse. Your past, your mistakes, they start catching up real quick. Real fast.
You didn't do anything rash, did you?
I thought about it.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if I'm ready to have you back yet. You might need to decompress from your vacation.
I thought you said you were glad to have me back.
That was 2 minutes ago before you gave me the crazy eye.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Like your best friend just got eaten by a shark. I don't know what to make of this.
Oh, my best friend. Were you talking about Steve Zissou?
Steve Zissou.
He didn't have crazy eyes. What did he have?
No, he had the crazy eye.
No, it was like nitrous or something.
No.
Because it came up too fast. He's like, look at his eyes. Oh, man, that's a roll. Remember earlier on we were talking about in a previous show?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a treat for longtime listeners of the Mascot Wedding Show, namely us.
Yeah,
this will play well in the archives, which you can visit if you want to on mascotwedding.com. We were talking about actors and actresses that chew scenery, and if we could make a movie out of just those type of actors. You mentioned Willem Dafoe.
I did.
What about Life Aquatic? It certainly didn't chew scenery in that.
Are you kidding me?
What, claws?
Okay, maybe he didn't chew scenery, but he was a magnet for my eyes. As soon as he came on screen, my eyes.
That's just your own personal
take my eyes off
him. On Willem Dafoe.
Like, I watched everything he did. He could have been in the back, like, eating a power bar. I was like, wow, look at him go.
Do you mind if I borrow that and say that to my next lady lover? You're like a magnet for my eyes. But what one movie did you point out? You're like, man, he really chews scenery in blank. What movie was it?
Boondock Saints.
Yeah, I went and saw that afterwards.
No.
And, man, the movie was bad.
Did I forget to tell you that it was terrible?
It was on sale.
that doesn't make it right.
Well, it was terrible. It was really bad. If Billy Connolly turns in the most subtle performance in a movie, then it's a pretty ridiculous movie.
You mean that in-your-face Scottish comedian?
Yeah, he's like the Scottish Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Not that in that he is...
Oh, thank God there's two of them out there now.
Yeah, in that he is also that awful.
Yes.
Yes. And he turns in the most subtle performance in this.
That's true.
Understated, Billy Connolly.
Yeah. Did you end up seeing Overnight?
What's Overnight?
The documentary about the...
Oh, no, I heard that's good, though.
You gotta see it.
And I heard that from you.
You gotta see it. That's a recommendation to Mac, not anybody else. So don't think I'm trying to sway you one way or the other. Just talking to Mac here. Just boys.
Yep. Remember, folks, anytime you want to call in, be a part of today's show, 472-5667. Area code 512-472-5667. Or what's our email address?
MascotWedding@gmail.com.
Okay. Oh, we got an old email from Forrest. Were you corresponding with him?
Yes, I was. Oh, you don't have to talk about that.
Friend of the show, Forrest.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I don't know. Give him a shout. Maybe he likes it. Man, when I was in Mass,
Massachusetts, not church.
Yeah, well, when I was in Massachusetts, I got in the elevator. Same time, this lady and her little girl got on the elevator, and as soon as we got on, they were standing in front of the button pad, and the mom goes to the little girl, "All right, honey, ask him what floor he wants. Ask him what floor he wants." And I was like, "Oh, are you serious?" You're not gonna let me press the button myself. I'm gonna have to go through this kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be like, I want two. Can you touch it? Can you touch it? No. I touched two. I was like, you know what? I want this one, and I pressed it, and I got the biggest stink eye from the mom.
Okay, from the mom, because I think the kid might have been secretly thanking you for not pigeonholing her in a career as an elevator operator.
Well, I mean, like, look, it's bad enough that, you know, I got to put up with your kids' hijinks. Uh-huh. That you expect, like, you're roping me in, right?
Yeah.
But you're also, at this point, delaying my trip as well.
Yeah.
You know, like let's say I was in a breakfast line, you know, like, the next morning, like, that kind of little breakfast, whatever, I'm getting some sausage links.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, somebody be like, and, like, I dropped a penny, be like, go give the man his penny back. Well, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But I have to tell this kid what button she can press before the elevator can move.
Yeah.
That's another, and I don't stand for it.
I agree. I applaud your efforts to circumvent this lady's efforts to hey, sit through this while I try to make my kid do cute things for you.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Didn't care for it.
I gotta get to the second floor.
And what do I get for my efforts? Stink eye.
Well, it's Massachusetts for you.
Yeah, I know.
Little northern hospitality.
That's right. Massholes is what they call them. I don't. Some nice people up there.
You know what you do?
What?
Give her the Boston handshake.
Oh, what's that?
It's a knife right to the gut.
Yeah. I didn't go through Boston proper, though.
Well, good.
It wasn't on the way to the lighthouse.
Glad nobody shook your hand.
Yeah. That's good as well. Man, how are you doing, though?
I'm doing all right. I tried to hold down the fort for a couple shows. Tried to chat up the callers. But I think they missed, because I wasn't as angry as I usually am.
Uh-huh.
Because I was trying to play it cool, play it nice for like an hour.
Wait, so you're saying that you get angrier when I'm here?
Yeah, I feel like like you bring me back down a little bit, and I couldn't do that. I'm not the Lewis Black. I'm not gonna come on here for two shows and just yell at people. No, I gotta space it out. So now that you're here, oh, I'm angry about stuff. I want to talk about this news item. You want to talk about that?
I want to talk about. Well, let me finish up with my trip.
All right, we'll talk about that in a second.
But where did that news item come from?
Gloucester, Massachusetts.
This story, it's also having to do with Gloucester.
Okay.
Because I went on a whale whacking trip.
Like whale watching?
No, whale whacking.
What's that?
It's, well, what did you say?
Whale watching.
Well, what's whale watching?
It's where you go on a boat and you watch whales from a distance. Like, you know, they sort of splash around and you just observe them.
That sounds boring.
What's whale whacking?
Well, it's certainly not that. Whale whacking is where you go out on a boat and try and find some whales. Because when you spot them, the captain of the boat has passed out tennis balls with paint on them. And you try and get close enough to the whale so you can hit it with the tennis ball when it comes up for air. And then, you know, with the paint, it leaves a mark on it.
That sounds terrible.
It's a lot of fun.
No, that's awful. Like, you're just throwing tennis balls at these poor whales.
Have you seen a whale up close in person?
No,
I haven't. Up close and in a whale or whatever? they're pretty big. A tennis ball bouncing off them ain't going to kill them.
But you're like, that's demoralizing for them.
Although the paint on the ball might. So, you know, we try and fish the balls back out before the whale eats them.
Yeah, well, that's very kind of you.
Yeah.
Maybe don't huck tennis balls at the whales.
Well, you have to, because whoever gets the most hits, their admission gets refunded.
How much was this admission?
$75.
$75?
Yeah.
To throw tennis balls at whales.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wait, so like you just go out looking for whales? Like you just like get in a boat and just search for them?
Well, we kind of chum the water. Although they eat these sea lancets.
Okay.
So they also, I believe, at least this is what the guide said, that we put some like chemicals in there as well that make the whales want to come up and surface more.
So you bait the whales?
Well, it's not really bait, because like whales only come up for breath.
Uh-huh.
And this makes them need to breathe more.
So you drug the whales?
That's more accurate, yes. Well, I'm not drugging them. I'm just throwing a tennis ball at it.
For $75?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I had to pay. I didn't get the most. Because people came prepared, you know? Like one guy had one of those tennis ball cannons like in American Gladiators.
Okay.
The other guy, like,
so he like lugged the tennis ball cannon on the boat.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, but he only got so many balls from the captain, so it wasn't just like thunka thunka thunka. But when it was time to fire at the whale, he did use the cannon.
Okay.
So it wasn't a constant stream, but he had better accuracy.
Fine. Wow. That's horrible.
It was horrible. I didn't think it was fair. But
it's not about being fair. Like
he's got a gun. The rest of us had to throw.
Yeah, I think you're missing the point.
Well, I missed some whales, I'll tell you that much. Because I think he was like friends with the captain and crew, because that was ridiculous.
Yes, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. One whale stayed up for a really long time.
Yeah.
Too.
That's pretty bad.
Well, I mean, I got like 20 points off it, so I'm not going to.
So wait a second. So this whale's life may have been in danger, and
no,
you're just.
It's not that in danger. Just needs to breathe a lot more. It'll go away after a while.
It might die.
It didn't.
It didn't die.
Well, we swam away. I mean, it'll die someday. You and I are going to die as well, David.
I know. And hopefully not when yokels are hucking tennis balls at me.
Oh, how do you want to go?
I want to go with people hucking anvils at me.
All right. Well, yeah, that was pretty good. It was good. It was a good trip.
Well, I'm glad you had fun.
Oh, really? Thanks.
Yeah, okay, fine.
All right. I tell you what, you want to take a break?
Let's take a break.
All right, we'll be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show right after this by The Kills.
I need cans on.
And we're back.
And we are back.
More Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac.
I'm David.
Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, 512-472-5667. What's up, David?
What is up, Mac? So I teased this before we went to break.
Dateline Gloucester.
That's right. Let's go to the news desk. There we go. Thank you.
Since that's more Mascot Wedding News.
That's more timely than the ticker that hasn't existed since the days of bootleg.
I liked it.
All right, so I wanted to talk about. Did you hear about the pregnancy pact?
I did.
Okay, so for those of you who did not hear about it, it was on. I think it hit the news Wednesday or Thursday, in Gloucester, Massachusetts, where you were just at vacation. Oddly enough,
you're welcome.
apparently, there is a rash of pregnancies hitting the high schools among like 16 and 17 year olds.
And yeah, I believe the pregnancy rate jumped 400%.
I think so.
Or
yeah.
Something like that.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, is like six times the normal rate. Anyway, so it's still on. So, you know, teenage pregnancy has always been a problem. It's always been an epidemic. It's always been a concern. However, come to find out, maybe these girls are getting pregnant because they've entered into some sort of pact. They all want to have kids at the same time. As sort of a, you know, when you hit your senior year of high school,
yeah,
you did the senior portraits,
sure,
maybe bought a class ring,
yeah.
These kids want a baby,
okay,
to commemorate their senior year and to look back fondly. They could say, "Hey, I remember my senior year. I was throwing up at prom because I was getting ready to have Curtis."
It's like that summer we had where we all got T-shirts.
Yeah.
With our names on it, but this time it's babies.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, all right. I follow you.
Yeah, yeah. Or that summer I tried to just ride a moped.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of that, they're having a baby that's going to stay with them for the rest of their lives.
Okay.
So I have a problem with this, obviously. I have quite a few problems with it. Because if you read the story, I mean, it hit the major outlets. The girls, some of the girls were so desperate to get pregnant that they solicited the services of a homeless guy.
Wow.
Because apparently it is very hard to find a man who will have sex with a teenage girl at a high school.
You know,
like you could just turn off the lights in the gym and blow a whistle.
That's wow. That's a different angle on this story. I didn't see that coming. I'll be honest with you. But you know what? You're right. Well, the teenage boys there, they didn't want to...
Yeah, I mean, did they find them gross?
You know what,
so they went to a homeless guy instead?
Maybe the girls were honest, and they were like, hey, let's go have some sex. Really? Awesome. Oh, by the way, I want to get pregnant. No thanks.
Okay. Then good on the boys
still
for figuring
though,
that one out. Still, though, there's some dumb dudes out there. I'm sure there's some guys like, hey, my kid. And, like, I mean, certainly.
But you know what? If you were willing to get a homeless guy to knock you up.
Right.
Maybe Jimmy from third period French will keep his mouth shut when it comes to who's the father. You know, I'd be like, maybe just don't tell.
Yeah. And I feel bad for the girls because pregnancies are going to happen. You know, there's going to be some unplanned. There's going to be some accidents. You know, accidents will happen.
Why can't there be planned pregnancies at age 17?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess these were planned pregnancies.
Because it's illegal.
Yes, exactly. But even if you were to have a kid under, no matter what the circumstances are,
yeah,
one of the sweetest plums of having a kid,
yes,
child support. Like, you really didn't think I was going to go anywhere near there.
No, wow. You're like, you're pretty edgy.
Yeah, I am. I'm in your face with it. Like, you can't get child support from a homeless guy. Like,
that's true.
What is a 17-year-old girl going to do with all those cans?
Like, I don't know. Well, in Massachusetts, there's a rebate.
Is there really?
Yeah, I think it's like 5 cents a can if you take it in.
Oh, hey.
Although, here's the kicker. They just raised the price of cans 5 cents.
I know. Massachusetts.
That's what I get you.
Ugh. So, like, I just, the story boggled my mind, and it made me really, really sad. And I was reading it, and I was thinking, worst of all, how do you explain this to the kids? Like, when they're going to grow up at some point, and they're going to realize, hey, I'm 6 years old. My mom is 23. Something's not right here.
How did that even, golly.
Like, how is that a good idea?
Well, how many people, there was like 27 kids?
Something like that.
Like, how did they get past kid four, you know? Maybe there's like two dumb kids, like, oh, I gotta do it.
Yeah.
And then the third one is just like, whatever. But then like, kid four has got to be like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, somewhere
but
down
no,
the chain.
Steamrolled right through kid four.
Even when you play telephone, the message is going to get lost somewhere in the middle of the chain. Like, kid 13 really had to say, you know what? I kind of want to go out for the softball team next year. I really don't want to have a kid right now. It's my career goals don't include a kid.
It's like, if they maybe they know something we don't.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus appeared in a bowl of clam chowder and was like, have a baby now, won't have time later. I don't know. But I was reading that article.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading it, I was like, man, I wonder who they're going to try and blame this on. And then sure enough, later in the article, it was like, a school official said something to the extent of, well, you know, Jamie Lynn Spears did just have a kid. Like, oh, even though he was just born and wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So rather than take accountability principal who approves the curriculum for the school, which maybe, I don't know, throw a little sex ed in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to blame the star of Zoe 101? No. Take accountability for that one.
Although babies are awesomers. With the Z, maybe, yeah, maybe show the cost.
Yeah.
Girl rocking the baby when she's 16, looking out the window. Other people having fun riding in the backs of cars.
Yeah.
No seatbelts.
Hey, Mom, how was I born? Well, I'll tell you a funny story. I got bored one summer, and I paid a homeless guy $20.
Me and my friends swore an awesome pinky swear that we were all going to get pregnant. But.
And I want to be there for the moment when the kid asks why. Because the second the kid asks that question, the kid immediately becomes the head of the household. Like, you are smarter than me. You have now taken over. Here are the keys. You're driving me to work. Because I am completely unequipped to handle life.
Mom, what's dad like? Smelly. He's drunk a lot.
Well, you are talking about Massachusetts. Zing.
Cleans. He's cleanly. Always washing windshields and stuff. Yep.
Yeah, I had to bring that up. I hope you kids enjoyed it. 512-472-5667.
No, I saw that on the news as well. Hey, something else happened in Massachusetts.
What's that?
Since the last show. The Celtics won the NBA Finals.
Your favorite team in the world, the Boston Celtics.
Well, yeah, not quite. And I will say this. Kevin Garnett, post-game interviews are always bad.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because there's a few when you see like a clip of Bill Russell, Celtic great, when the interviewer asked him what it feels like, and he sort of breaks down in this kind of emotional moment. He just kind of smiles and, you know, washes the sweat from his brow. And that's kind of like a magic clip.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Michelle Tafoya, when she grabbed Kevin Garnett and was like, hey, you just won. How does it feel? Maybe, I don't know what she was hoping for, but I don't think she got it.
No, I think she got it.
Do you think this is like, she was like, yes, awesome.
Yes. I think she, at some point in this day and age, it has to cross a sports reporter's mind that, well, this is going to end up on YouTube. Like, she has to realize, oh, my God, Kevin Garnett, don't shut up. Like, at some point, she had to have thought, he's going to kiss me. He's going to try to kiss me.
Yeah, he did say what he says. You're looking good, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. But before he said anything, here's how he started it out. Let's see if we have this on.
NBA champion, how does that sound?
Kevin Garnett, overcome with emotion. Find the words, Kevin.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
And then he just starts muttering. But kudos to Michelle Tafoya, too, because Kevin Garnett, what, 6'11"?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, on his heels with his head back, like, bellowing anything is possible. And Michelle Tafoya is just, like, jumping with the microphone.
Of course, because she wants to capture
to try and make sure that anything is possible. It's been caught. I'll say this. I mean, if that had been Tim Duncan winning, which he frequently does, thank you, he would have just been like, oh, wow, this is great. Oh, no, things are great.
The end of a long journey.
Yeah. It's the journey, you know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anything is possible, not too shabby. But from that point on, I had to turn it off because it got to be like the uncomfortable moments on like The Office.
Uh-huh. I like the underlying meaning of Kevin Garnett saying anything's possible.
Uh-huh.
Because like if you're a superstar NBA player at the top of your game,
yeah,
your hope, your goal is to win the NBA title. This caught him so much by surprise. Like, oh my God, I kind of fell ass backwards into this title. Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about the Celtics victory because, I mean, they talk about like basketball gods. And basketball gods they're basically, when they say that, just mean the principles that teams that play the right way usually win championships. You know, veterans that have sacrificed for the team, teams that play good defense together, teams that don't undercut each other, which is something that like Kobe Bryant loves to do. But, with the Celtics, the weird thing is they were in last place last year.
Yeah, they were.
And they totally overhauled the team, and they won. And that does not happen in the NBA.
No, that's true. You almost forget it. Like, they were – I remember, last year when the NBA lottery was happening for the draft, and, like, the Celtics were a stone-cold lock. They had the worst record.
Uh-huh.
And they were supposed to get the number one pick, and they didn't. And I was like, man – those guys can't catch a break. Fast forward 10 months. Like, they're celebrating a title.
Yeah, no, I mean, they thought, like, oh, we'd build around a couple of these young college players, including Kevin Durant from right here in Austin. But didn't happen. Exactly. Flash forward, and they're hoisting it. Yeah. P.J. Brown, a reserve forward for the Celtics, retired at the beginning of the year. And they're like, hey, come out of retirement, play for us. They also asked Reggie Miller to do that as well, and he decided not to. How does that feel right now, Reggie?
I don't want to be a part of a sinking ship.
Now, Sam Cassell, this is shameless.
Yay!
He was playing for another team, and he was trying to get cut by that team so he could go play for the Celtics and glom onto that championship. He even was like, yeah, I think I'd be a real good fit for the Celtics. I'd be like, what about your current team? I was like, oh, not so much. He didn't say the not so much part, but it was understood.
I will speak no ill of Sam Cassell because he gave my team a title.
Yeah, whatever. All right, want to take another break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right, enough basketball talk. We'll be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show right after what, David?
Not a surf off the Let Go album, The Way You Wear Your Head.
And we're back. The Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake. Mascot Wedding Show, part of the New Power Saturday Revolution right here on KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. We just heard some Not a Surf with The Way You Wear Your Head off of Let Go. And before that, earlier in the show, Kills with Last Day of Magic off of Midnight Boom. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, 512-472-5667. Looks like we got a caller right now. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Sports Moose. What's going on, Brocious?
Excuse me?
Sports Moose. It's me, Chaz Pace.
No, this is the Mascot Winning Show. It's not...
Whatever, Moose.
Who do you think you're calling?
Sports Moose.
No. This is not the Sports Moose. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, KOOP.
Oh yeah, you're that show in Austin.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I've heard you.
Oh,
pretty
thanks.
Good, pretty good cuts.
Oh, what's your name, caller?
Chaz Pace.
All right. What can I do for you, Chess?
Oh, I was going to call Sports Moose. I was going to talk about my appearance this weekend at the Sunken Valley Chuckle Wagon.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a comedian. I was going to tell you that, you know.
No, I'm afraid I don't, but that's great.
You don't know me.
I have not heard of you, Chaz.
Well, guess what? I'm taking over the show. I'm gonna show you the funny, because there's no reason why you shouldn't have heard of me. Do you not have the Crunch Network?
No, I have the Crunch Network. Yeah, no, I do. It's one of those like upper channels, right?
Yeah, enhanced channels.
Yeah, I don't watch it a lot. But,
oh, so you've never seen my appearances on the All You Can Eat Laffe?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I'm huge. I kill every time.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. And you say you're going to be at the Chuckle Wagon.
Yeah, at Sunken Valley.
Oh, well, congratulations.
You've really never heard of me?
No. Never heard of you. Chaz, right?
Ferocious. No. Ferocious. I've sold out like 4 shows at the Chuckle Wagon.
Well, you know, my hat's off to you, but, I mean, the Chuckle Wagon, it's a great place, I guess, but...
Yeah, it's a great place. You know that place that you drive by on your way to church or bingo or whatever? And, like, all the people walk out smelling of funny? Like, that's a comedy club. There's comedy going in there. It's a treat that people enjoy for laughter.
Well, I know what a comedy club is. I just happen to have not happened to have been... when you've been performing.
Oh, Brocious. I don't know what to do with you, man. Like, you need to pack a lunch because I'm taking you to the School of Comedy.
You're taking me to the School of Comedy.
That's right.
How are you going to do that?
Session. I don't know. I just figured I'd take a few minutes, let the people know a little bit about me, since maybe they're like you, living underneath the under part of a cave.
Well, that's nice that you think you can just take a couple minutes during a radio show, which is not yours.
Well, it's mine now. I think the people have spoken. Oh. I think they want it that way.
How are you gauging that, Chaz?
Oh, I don't know. Look, are your phone lines lighting up?
Just you're the one call.
Of course not, because they're on the edge of their seat listening to the radio because I'm on it.
Well, fair enough. Maybe that's the case. I doubt it. But if you want to
interview me, come on, like let's.
Well, no, you say
rap.
you want to take me to comedy school. Take me to school then. What do you know? I mean, what are your influences?
My influences.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. I don't know the greats. You know Carlin.
Yes, I do.
George Carlin.
Yes.
Yeah, you might have seen him on your show, Shining Time Station. Well, he did comedy too.
No, I know George Carlin did comedy.
Yeah, Richard Pryor, uh-huh. Sam Kinison, Bill Hicks, like all the greats. Like I really look up to them, and I really just sort of model my comedy after that.
Well, those were real sort of like, you know, like edgy guys, like
yeah,
in their
yeah.
day. Is that
yeah,
what
I'm edgy too?
That's what kind of stuff you do, kind of like a little preachy, you know?
No, not preachy.
Not so observational, but more like just kind of cutting edge kind of stuff.
Exactly. I'm in your business.
Oh, what does in my business mean?
Well, you know how, like, some people think they're in your face?
Yeah, I can think of one, yes.
Yeah, I'm in your business. I take over your face. I take over your life, your computer files, your finances. I'm doing your taxes. I'm so funny.
Wow, that's pretty extreme for a comedian, I gotta say.
Whoa.
I mean...
Well, yeah, so you think I'm like an extreme comic? You think I'm like some sort of Mountain Dew of comedy?
No, I mean, but some comedians just try to be funny, you know? They just try and tell some jokes, make people laugh.
I don't try. I'm just funny. I'm just, like, extreme doesn't even begin to describe how mind-blowing of an experience my comedy is.
Well, can you give us a taste? I mean, if extreme doesn't even describe it, I mean, try and keep it clean for the radio.
Okay.
And by try, I mean do keep it clean.
Yeah. I know, because you got your little radio show and you don't want to, like, pay $20 to your old man because you swore.
Well, you know, it's little, called a little radio show. Apparently it's big enough for Chaz to
yeah,
call in.
It's going to be. It's going to be big by the time I'm done with it. You're going to have, like, so many listeners and so many girls taking their tops off in the parking lot because they're just so hot for the show.
Because of your comedy.
Because of my comedy.
Which, I would be insulting it by calling it extreme.
Yes, it would.
Because it's such an understatement.
All right, peep this, Scott Brocious. I'll give you a little taste.
All right, lay it on me.
All right, so I do this bit where I talk about, like TV's so old, and TV's so, like, stale, and there's so much stuff that you can't say on it.
Oh, you mean like the seven dirty words?
What's that?
Well, I mean, you know, that there's this famous George Carlin bit about the seven words you can't say on TV.
Oh, that old thing, that was back when there was, like, two channels on TV. Dude, my bit is totally whack. It's different. It's new. It's fresh.
How is it different?
The 63 words you can't say on TV.
63?
That's right. That's right, 63 words. And let me tell you, by the time I get the shuttlecock, the audience can't even hear me. They're laughing so hard.
Okay, well, you can actually say that. But watch it.
You just don't get comedy, do you? Of course you can say it, but you can't say it.
Okay, what else do you got? Because that's kind of a ripoff.
All right. Well, a ripoff, excuse me?
Well, I mean, you took the George Carlin thing and multiplied it by 9.
Excuse me?
Well, do you have anything original? What else do you got? Give me something else.
You know what? I just don't think you get it. Like, I don't think you understand my comedy. Like,
look, if you don't have anything else to talk about, it's been nice talking to you, Jess.
Well, no. I can tell you about the other night.
Well, you please do.
I'm doing a show. I'm doing a bit about fruit, which is tasty, and people enjoy it, and it's delish.
Uh-huh.
And I take a watermelon, yeah? And I take it on stage with me, and I smash it. I smash the watermelon right in front of everybody. People started having O's in front of me. It was awesome.
Well, that's... You're ripping that bit from Gallagher, which is pretty low.
Oh, you mean Old Man Gallagher? Stuff.
Yeah, no, that's what he... That's his entire thing. He hits watermelons with hammers.
Yeah, with a hammer, right.
Yeah.
But does he do it like I do it?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen you. How do you do it?
Here's what I do. Smash the watermelon into bits, into little pedazos. Then I load it up into a T-shirt cannon, and I fire it into the crowd.
That sounds kind of, that's
in
kind
your
of...
business?
Well, that wasn't what I was going to say, but yeah.
Well, you're saying it now.
Oh, okay, I guess I am. So let me, are you one of those, like... Are you, like, real high energy, like, jumping around the stage all the time?
Well, yeah, I do that because it's high end.
I mean, do you do that, too, during your show? Do you come up with, like, abbreviations for and different names for stuff?
I don't come up with it. It's just out there. Like, I just don't think you get it.
Well, like, I mean, you really haven't.
Go ahead, Man Riv.
No, I'm sorry. What?
Old Man Riv.
Like Old Man River.
Old Man River. Oh, yeah, you can read.
Well, I mean, you're taking me to comedy school. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll break out something fresh. Did you hear that?
I did hear that, yes.
Opened up a can of freshness for you. Here's a new bit I'm working on, all right?
All right.
All right, peep this.
I'm peeping it.
All right. So the other day I lost my car keys.
Okay.
Okay, what?
What's the rest of the joke?
No, I'm still doing the joke. I have to leave time for the audience to stop applauding.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That wasn't the whole joke.
Yeah, no, because by this point, they're standing and hooting and hollering because it's a fun time for everybody.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, no, fine, okay, here we go. So the other day I lost my car keys, and I couldn't find them. I'm like, oh, my car keys, where are they? So I'm looking everywhere. It's like I was in, like, Super Mario 3, and I got to, like, break the rocks to get to the flute, to get to the warp zone. And I'm, like, running around my apartment breaking rocks. I'm like, oh, is there a key in this rock? Oh, yeah, I forgot about the keys. I started actually looking for the whistle. I was trying to get to Cloud City. I was trying to get to World 5. Boo, boo, boo. I was going down pipes and stuff. I was, like, running through the sewer next thing I know. And then my girlfriend, she looks at me and she's like, why are you wearing a plumber's outfit? And I'm, like, making pizzas. I never found my keys. But I'll tell you what, beat Bowser. So what do you think?
Is that the end of the joke?
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you, Chaz?
Please do.
That was pretty horrible.
What do you know?
I mean, there was no joke there. You just kind of, you were talking about losing your keys and getting angry, and the next thing you know, you just started describing Mario 3, and not even well. I mean, at the end, you were making pizzas. I mean, maybe because Mario is Italian, but it's not in the game. You really didn't sort of draw any sort of connection other than, like, you were angry. It was bad. I mean, it's just...
Did you ever play Mario 3?
Yeah, no, I played Mario 3. And
remember the warps?
Yes, I remember the warps. But the
flutes?
Actually, I don't remember the flute.
Yeah. Then you never even played Mario 3.
I mean, I could tell you're a lot of energy, you know, because of the way you said that and angry, but... I mean, it just seems like you're... You know, maybe just all energy and flash, but there's no actual, like, substance, you know, with your jokes. If that's a prime example of one, then I got to say that.
You know what? Be a hater. That's fine. Be a hay.
Well, you're taking me to comedy school. I'm just giving you some feedback.
Hey, guess what? I have more friends on MySpace than Bill Hicks and Richard Pryor combined.
First of all, I can't even begin to tell you how many things are wrong with that statement. Second of all, who cares?
Oh, I think all my friends care.
Your MySpace
friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're fans. They're fans of the CP.
Chaz Pace.
Oh, you could pay attention.
Well, maybe if those fans bought more tickets, you could play somewhere else besides the Chuckle Wagon.
Oh, I got plans for you, pal.
Oh, you got plans for me?
Yeah.
Oh, what, am I going to be one of your stupid jokes?
No. Maybe. You might be the best joke. Because guess what?
What?
I'm going to make you eat a propeller.
Eat a propeller?
That's right.
Did you, you said you've heard this show before?
Yeah, I'm a fan. I was a fan.
Yeah, eat a propeller. That was something we were tossing around on the show.
What?
Yeah, did you hear us talking about Indiana Jones the other day?
What's that?
No, you've heard of Indiana Jones.
Oh, you mean IJ? Yeah, I've heard of IJ.
Because what do you think eat a propeller means?
It means I'm gonna shove you into a plane's propeller.
No. Yeah, exactly. It's from Indiana Jones, though. You ripped that off from us.
What do you know, old man?
Well, I know you're horrible.
I got old-timers.
Okay. Wait, old-timers?
Yeah.
What is old-timers?
That disease.
Alzheimer's, maybe?
You don't even know. Yeah.
I know what Alzheimer's is.
Pack your bags. You're going to the airport.
Why am I going to the airport? Oh, okay. Brilliant. Walk right into that one. Oh, hello, Chaz. Oh, look at that. Wow, awesome. That was amazing. The great Chaz Pace calling in. Hey, what the hell? What is Jay Robillard doing in the studio?
I just wandered on in here and just thought I'd bring my CDs over here and maybe play for a while in the studio. Is that okay?
No, sir, it is not.
But I have a letter from Mom.
All right, then yes, it is. All right, folks, we'll apparently stay tuned for some Jay Robillard.
Clear spot.
On the clear spot, filling in. This has been the Mascot Wedding Show. For podcast, for more information on the show, people may visit
MascotWedding.com. And if you have any questions, comments, feedback about the show, don't forget, we still got the email address 24 hours a day, mascotwedding@gmail.com.
We're going to close out the show here with some Neutral Milk Hotel, Holland, 1945, off of In the Airplane Over the Sea. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Two, one, two, three, four.